Are you looking for expert analysis and the latest news in the promotional products industry?
You must be, because you're listening to the Promo Marketing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Print and Promo Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Menapace. We've had a lot of guests on over the years from the distributor, supplier, and end buyer's point of view. We try to get as many case studies and stories as possible so everyone can more fully understand the promotional industry from every possible angle. Today's guest hopefully provides a little insight on what it's like working with government clients as well as with a client who wants to do a fairly large-scale branding initiative. Today's guest is Boston City Councilor Sharon Durkin. You might remember Councilor Durkin's name from a story we did a few weeks ago. If you missed it, I have a link down in the show notes here. Basically, Councilor Durkin wants to create a unified brand for Boston the same way you'd see in New York's famous I Love New York tagline and all of the merchandise that comes with that. Part of her proposal included the fact that New York makes about $25 million every year from licensed merchandise from that campaign. We've written about other cities that have done things like this in the past too, like Pittsburgh was using local artists and printers to create city-centric merchandise lines. And that's what Durkin and Boston want to do too. They want to really embrace the local creatives and manufacturers to get this program off the ground. It'll include things like drinkware, apparel, everything you'd expect in a really cohesive branding initiative. So, please enjoy my interview with Boston City Councilor Sharon Durkin. All right, Councilor Durkin, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. You know, what I wanted to talk to you about today was the project that you introduced to Boston about, branded merchandise relating to the city of Boston. So can you tell me just a little bit about the project you're working on? How did it first come about and what sparked the idea to use branded merchandise in this official capacity?
Well, I think first, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the chance to talk about this idea. And I can say the second I proposed city branded merch in the city of Boston, I have a lot of city employees saying, I can't wait to see my mug, hoodie, pen. You know, I think people are really excited about what the possibilities could look like. So this idea really came to me. A friend of mine was wearing a New York Parks and Rec hoodie. And this is someone who's lived in the city of Boston his entire life. The city of New York's Parks and Recs department, was something he identified with. And I was thinking, if this city of Boston employee for over 17 years could be wearing a New York Parks and Rec hoodie, I think our brand could really, and our city's brand could really resonate with many throughout the country, not just city of Boston residents. And that's really where the idea came from.
That seems kind of like sacrilege. Like, it seems like the government equivalent of wearing a Yankees hat in Boston.
Well, I think there's a love of city departments and the type of work that city departments do in the city of Boston. I think my first idea for a hoodie was a public works hoodie. And it's one that I know already exists, but it exists on the unlicensed market. So it would be nice if the city was able to license its own brand and really get to own it.
Totally. And could you tell me a little bit about the projects you have in mind here and expand on that and how using items like apparel or other branded goods, how does it achieve this goal that you have for this kind of unified, aesthetic of Boston represented through project or products?
So this idea isn't new. The city of Boston has done this very, very small scale, but they've never done it. They've never licensed a merchandise to another distributor. They've always made it in-house. It's always been, if you are part of the batch of hoodies that are printed, you can get one. Mm-hmm. What we're looking to do is be able to own our brand and our city's brand and really the brand of all of our city departments and everything associated with our city in a way that helps us. It really encourages civic pride to be able to encourage love of our city departments. And so this, what I did was I filed a hearing order. And a hearing order is just the beginning step at the city council to talk about this proposed idea. So we're aiming for late March, early April to find a hearing date. and really excited to engage in the conversation. Mayor Wu's administration is incredibly excited about our idea and wants to partner with us on it. So I'm excited to have my office as part of the conversation. And I think I uniquely know what it's like to have these civic pride conversations because I have both Fenway Park and TD Garden in my district. So we're talking, I was actually just at the opening of the Heritage Hall celebrating 100 years of the Boston Bruins. So I know what it's like to love this city and love our sports teams. But I just want to have the same love given to our city departments and our city workforce who work so hard day in and day out.
Man, that's super cool. That's a really cool perspective that you have for having that there. So our listeners and readers obviously don't need to be sold on the idea that promotional products have value because that's their entire lives. But I think what they might be interested to know, and certainly I'm interested to know, is how a job for them with a client in the government works differently than a client who is in the private sector, you know, working with you as the city of Boston versus the Boston Red Sox for promotional products. So what are some things that a distributor should know when or take into account when they're working with someone like your office rather than, say, someone in the private sector, like a bank or something?
Well, I think we care about who is selling the product. We care about the companies that we're engaged with. We care about their reputations. We care about equity. We care about hiring, women and minority-owned businesses at a certain clip. We also care about quality. Like, I want to see these products on really quality merchandise. So they're all things that I think any business would care about, but it's a special thing. And so what we're hoping to do with the hearing order is kick off the beginning of an RFP to start, we need to sort of get all of our ducks in a row to be able to create this program. So right now we have no structured license framework. We need to start from the bottom. New York worked on this and built a really great program, but it did start at the very bottom, and their first and second years, it cost a little more to run the program than they made, but now they're doing really well and making millions and millions of dollars off of selling their city's licensed merchandise. I'd like to do the same for Boston. We'd also like to encourage local businesses and businesses that have production inside the city of Boston to apply. But that won't be the only, I think we're open to hearing from, as soon as I have the hearing date, I'll give it to you, because I'd love to plug the hearing date, because I'd love to have virtual and in-person testimony from businesses that would apply to an RFP for the city of Boston.
And where does the artwork come from this? I've seen other cities. I saw Pittsburgh do something similar. You know, where do you source the actual designs that will end up on these products to tell that brand story of Boston?
Well, so interestingly, when I first came out with this idea, there were a couple of news articles that came out, and they were comparing what we were trying to do in Boston to the iHeart New York tea, which is not at all what I'm trying to get at. I think in Boston, we're very design oriented. We're very creative. We have a lot of local artists and a whole burgeoning workforce of folks who are interested in design. We have some of the best institutions in the entire country that work in design and a lot of creatives in our city. So I'm not the smartest person. I'm not the most artistic person. I'd like to bring those people to the table. And I think an RFP could include hiring local artists. It could include creating those partnerships between local artists and businesses that do merchandise. So I think we're just beginning to have this conversation, and I'm really excited that Mayor Wu's administration is also interested in this, because it's going to unlock a lot of potential for our city to be able to work on this and to be able to brand our city with the civic pride that you see in other cities. Like, you know, I have a couple people have come to me with the example of Washington, D.C. and how their flags are literally everywhere. We have to find what's unique to Boston. And I think that's part of what will be unlocked and talked about in this hearing.
Now, obviously you're very early on in this process still, but should this be successful and everything goes off the way you want it to, is this something you'd like to consider on a, or consider doing on a regular basis, or would this be kind of a once and done kind of thing? How do you see this playing out in the future?
I think the opportunities are endless. I think for me, I could see us brand, you know, having different license agreements with this different city departments. I could see us having different types of, you know, I think about some of the amazing businesses that are moving into the city of Boston, like Lego. I can imagine a city of Boston Lego set that's city edition. I can imagine there's so many things that I can imagine. So I don't see this as a one and done at all. I see this as needing to meet the needs of consumers. And I think that requires a lot of creativity and a lot of flexibility because what is cool today might not be cool in 2 years. So creating flexible arrangements where we're able to meet the moment for what consumers are looking for and what merchandise people want to buy.
Awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all plays out, and you know, we'll be following along, but before we let you go, is there anything about this project that I haven't asked about that you'd like to add or share with people?
Well, I'd just like to say that any idea like this has many people that are involved with it. And I, you know, upon filing this hearing order, I realized that many other people in the city of Boston had worked on this idea, but had not just finished the job. So we're bringing all those people to the table. And, you know, and I, again, another plug, if anyone who's interested in working with the city of Boston wants to come to our hearing in late March, early April, I'll get you the date and time. It'll also be available on the city of Boston website. I hope that folks get involved. I hope that we hear your thoughts. And my email is sharon.durkin@boston.gov. So send me your ideas.
Councilor Durkin, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. This is really cool. And, you know, people in Boston, keep an eye out for this when it hits the streets.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. That is all the time we have for this week. If you like what you heard, please remember to like and subscribe and rate the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can always find us on Twitter at @printpromo_mktg. That's at @printpromo_mktg. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, I'm Brendan Manapace, and this is the Print and Promo Marketing Podcast.